Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Would you like to have a relationship with money that allows you to express your true self, have a profound impact on others, and have a lot of fun in the process? Stay tuned for the next hour while financial healer Atin Kavi and I discuss living a legendary life. Before we jump into the show, let's get into our bodies and into this present moment. Whatever you're doing, if you're driving home from work, if you're in the kitchen, if you're in the car, whatever it is that you're doing, just take this moment and have a great big conscious breath. And just feel the air as it enters your lungs. Feel the aliveness in your lungs as you breathe. And feel the air as it leaves your lungs. Our body is always in the present moment. And so often we go around, zooming around, being in our heads, being ahead of ourselves or behind ourselves or somewhere other than this present moment. So I invite all of you to get present, get in your bodies, say hello to your body, give yourself a hug, and enjoy. So there's a lot of talk about financial worries and stresses. I hear that on the news. I hear it from friends. I hear it from business owners. And I know it causes a lot of distress. And I want all of you to have a life that you absolutely love. And that's why I invited my very dear, dear friend, Atin Kavi, to be on the show with us today. Atin is a financial healer who's worked with Fortune 500 companies, women entrepreneurs, and individuals. Her focus is helping her clients to change their relationship with money. She's an intuitive powerhouse. She absolutely is. And she combines decades of practical financial expertise with the strength of personal development to help her clients get past their fears and make more money with ease. Wow, I'm looking out the window and there is a gigantic raccoon looking in the window back at me. Wow. Gave my heart a little jump.
That's a great way to start. I love raccoons.
Oh my gosh, his tail's been cut off. It's bleeding. Oh, okay, sorry. So I'm in the present moment. There's a raccoon
the presence
at
of
my
the raccoon.
Window tapping on my window right in my face right now. Okay, my heart's coming down now again. He just surprised me. All right. yeah, he's supposed to be out at nighttime, and I don't know
yeah,
what's
he's
wrong
a little
with him,
confused.
He doesn't look well to call some authorities that haven't taken care of poor thing. Okay, poor guy. I feel bad for him. All right, so you're already heard of Tim. There she is. And I want to just welcome you to the show, my wonderful friend, financial mentor, Tim. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Lynette. It's always a pleasure. I have such great fun with you. That's what I love about your show is the humor, and the raccoon definitely.
He's still here. He's totally here. I mean, he's like putting his hands all over my window. He's about 2.5 feet from my face right now. he's not very good looking, actually, for a raccoon. Usually they're cuter than this. God, poor thing. Okay.
The ugly raccoon? Really?
So I don't know what message he has here, but I'm sending him blessings. Okay. He's very interested in the show today, so I hope you can help him out, Tim.
I don't know what to do with raccoons, but we'll see what we can do.
For the people who are meeting you for the first time today, can you give a little bit of personal background about yourself and financial healing?
Sure, absolutely. I worked in corporate accounting for about 20 years, and in that time I worked as a controller, which is handling all the money and finances in a company, as well as doing consulting for Fortune 500 companies and working with entrepreneurs who had eight-figure businesses that were, you know, managing their money. And that got a little stressful and not so fun, and I started my own journey with personal development and growth and looking at the world in a different way. And in that process, I realized that I'm a really badass coach. Oops, I don't know. Sorry.
Yes, you are.
Okay, good. I was like, oh, no. Have I broken a rule? No. Okay, good. So I'm a really great coach. And taking that coaching and that adventure I had for myself in personal development, I realized that I am a gifted healer and that being able to combine that gift with the experience I have in money and numbers and structure and systems is really a unique offering and something that is needed in the world. So that's really where my focus has been for the last 2 years or so. And I'm evolving. You know, part of what I know causes entrepreneurs to get stuck sometimes is figuring out what they want to do. And for myself, I found that stepping out is good, and as you go, things come along and adventures unfold. And so for me and myself right now, I'm having an evolution and a revolution of getting clear on why I'm here and what I'm here to do. And I'm really wanting to, one, lead a legendary life myself, two, inspire other people to, and three, be of as much use as I can in affecting change so that people can step into their legendary life. So that's really where I'm at right now, and that's why I'm on this call with you.
I love that, evolution and revolution. And for those who might not be sure what you're talking about, which would include me, I mean, I can guess what you're saying, what I think you mean, but I don't know exactly what you mean. What do you mean by a legendary life?
A legendary life is when you're – well, I was really enjoying listening to the intro on your show and reconnecting with your purpose in terms of bringing people to their passion. And it's really about those people who are living their passion, who are engaged in life, who are engaged in the world, and who are giving and receiving what they want out of life. And, you know, just being there in a big way and making a big impact and having a lot of fun. So those are the people that I'm wanting to support in their growth. That's who I'm wanting to become, and that's who I love working with. So those people who make a change and make a difference and love themselves and enjoy the ride.
Fabulous. And I've been really privileged to get to know you and have counseling from you. And you've really helped me in my process of shifting my relationship with money and also taking better care of myself. Today, I actually went and laid on the lawn for about 15 minutes in the sunshine. And I remember... it's just been quite some time ago, but in our coaching process, you had reminded me to do that repeatedly, and it got through to me. It was too wet and cold here for a long time, but the last week it's been beautiful, and I have been getting out in nature and just soaking it up and absolutely loving it. So that's just one of many ways that I've benefited from working with you. We have just a couple minutes before the first break.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to say about the legendary life?
Well, really, and a lot of what's been coming up is like what you were just saying was reminding me that a legendary life is really different for different people. It's not that everyone has to go out and be Oprah. You know? Different people are called to do different things, and some people's legendary life is being a fabulous mother. Other people, it's being a great cop. Or a fabulous electrical engineer. It's not about, you know, we all need to be on the television and making millions of dollars. It's really about who you are, knowing yourself and knowing what your contribution is to give. And in that sense, it's different for everyone. And that's another thing about what I love about coaching is working with people and finding what works for them. Because, like, for me, laying in the grass doesn't do a thing for me. You, I know laying in the grass is great. You know? So it's really being able for each of us to connect with ourselves and find out what works for us and being able to step into that. So.
Okay, and it's time for a break. And I actually wish I had some help with this guy. He's got a tail cut off and a laugh cuts across his face, and he's taking the trim off around my window and trying to get in here. Okay, I have a 3-minute break where I'm going to do something about my little raccoon friend here. You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We're taking a quick break, and when we return, we'll get back to living a legendary life with a Tim Covey.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. My guest today is financial healer Tim Covey. She's teaching us how to live a legendary life. If you'd like to call in with a question, the number is 800-930-2819. Feel free to call with any questions concerning money or any topic that comes up for you around your finances. And talking about the Energy Emergency Toolkit, I'm standing up and I'm shaking around right now. I still have all this energy buzzing through me on the break. opened the window and the raccoon was on a table and it jumped at me. It only got about 6 inches from my face, but I was screaming and it kind of freaked me out. So it's pretty silly, really, but I'm wiggling and shaking, so I invite everybody else to wiggle and shake with me. Okay. All right, Tim. So, for some reason, I guess I'm supposed to be really awake. So, I am really awake. You have my full attention.
Well, maybe so, this is your call to live a legendary life, Lynette.
Absolutely. I'll take that call every day.
Cool.
I appreciate every reminder to keep me on that track. And you have been so fabulous at doing that. So, what are the components to living a legendary life? Do you have it broken down into?
Yeah, I mean, there's three main things. One is visibility. The second is integration. And the third is contribution. And I'll elaborate on those. In terms of visibility, that's really being willing to be seen. And I know personally that's been an adventure for me. And I'd imagine, Lynette, you have plenty to say on that subject, you know, being on the radio every week. But really being able to step out into the world, be seen, be able to speak your truth, make your opinions and your ideas known to the world. That's a huge piece of leading a legendary life, is to just be yourself in public. So that's one thing. And then when I say integration, what I'm really talking about is taking all of those various pieces of your personality. And that's what I love about you, Lynette, really. I mean, like the raccoon, dealing with the raccoon, you know, shaking it off, like being yourself, you know, and being able to have those kind of moments where you're still able to be, as opposed to thinking you're supposed to act a certain way. For me, a lot of that comes back to being okay with putting an MBA and loving astrology and liking Renaissance fairs and being a photographer and a healer and an artist and an accountant and a finance person in the same bucket. So that kind of an integration of being a whole person.
That sounds like at least a swimming pool.
Yeah, that's true. I think I need a swimming pool too. That's a good point. So bringing all of yourself to the party, and really being yourself.
I like that. Bring all yourself to the party.
Yeah. Yeah, so that would be the integration piece. And then in contribution, it's, you know, we all have so much to give, and it's really easy to get distracted from that. But that's what we're here for, to be able to share ourselves, share our gifts, help each other, help the world, and heal ourselves and the world. And so really being able to focus on giving back and being of service. So.
Absolutely. So can you tie this into money and financial freedom?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, really what that comes down to is what the key is to living a legendary life, which is two things. It's resources and courage. And generally speaking, you need the courage to access the resources. A lot of the times what keeps people from living a legendary life is an impression that the vision they have in their minds, or the impact that they'd like to make in the world, is really huge and kind of imposing. And in the day-to-day struggles of life, and often those day-to-day struggles of life include money, it's easy to get distracted and get focused on, you know, how do I pay this bill? What's going on with this credit card balance? How am I supposed to deal with my mortgage payment? Those kind of things can be distracting and counterproductive from, gee, what's my big vision from how I'm going to impact the world this year? You know, there's a completely different energy dynamic there. And it takes a lot of courage to really be able to shift how you're being with your day-to-day situation to accept the resources you need into your life.
Could you give an example of this?
Sure. I mean, you know, last time we were on the radio, it was really funny. I'm not exactly sure what we were talking about, but somehow Mother Teresa came up, and I was thinking, you know, she didn't go out and say, I have to, you know, get a job and earn a living and then make enough money to give to some people to help them out. She just went out and helped. And I knew that to be true, and I hadn't really looked at her life. So after we had our call last time, I got off and I did a little research, and she was a really good example of that. She was living in a convent. All of her needs were met. She didn't have to pay rent. She didn't have to worry about food. You know, she had clothes. Everything was taken care of. She was provided for. She left the convent, went out on the street, had nowhere to live, had no funding, had no resources, and just started helping people. And that's what I mean when it comes down to courage. You can do, there's two paths. You can either go out and speak your truth and ask for support and start off looking for gathering a community around you and building support to support your mission and to support the change you want to see. Or you can make money and pay for the change you want to see. So there's that choice of path in terms of how can I give to the world. And a lot of what happens with healers, particularly who I really connect with and on a heart basis, is they want to help and they don't want to, they have a hard time connecting with being okay charging a lot of money. And really we need to get the energy flowing and the money flowing so that we can take the money and move it into those areas where we need healing as a community and as a planet. And being willing to charge what you're worth and being willing to ask for what you need both fall into that realm.
I like that, charge what you're worth and ask what you need. So it's not every person that's going to, you know, go live in a convent and help people on the streets. Not everybody's called.
Right, absolutely. And it's not about, you know, pushing yourself into some huge thing of doing something because you think you should. It's just a matter of tuning in with yourself and listening to your heart and finding out what your calling is that you may not be listening to because you're afraid. Or because, you know, you're worried about the money. Or for some other reason.
I love that. So whatever it is that you feel called to do, don't let money stop you.
Exactly.
I just saw this quote today. It said, money is a terrible master, but an excellent servant by P.T. Barnum.
Yes.
And
I
thought that was so appropriate, you know, talking to you. You know, the idea that, yes, you can, you know, make money, you know, earn money, have abundance, and then you can serve more people as you have more money. But when you think that you can't do what you want to do until you get the money, then you're the servant to money,
yeah,
and you have it turned around.
To the money. And that's a hard cycle to break out of because it gets scarier. The cycle reinforces itself, being a slave, even to earn the money to pay the bills, to earn the money to pay the bills, to earn the money to pay the bills. It's kind of life draining and a little bit of a whirlpool where it starts to suck you in. So, and then the thing to break that is really getting reconnected with your passions, with the things you love. I mean, because being tapped into your passion and being tapped into your purpose, being tapped into what you want to contribute, being tapped into helping other people, those are the things that have the power to help you break out of that cycle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I got this stuff in my throat. We all have heard repeatedly, you know, the love and fear, the choice with love and fear. And choosing your purpose and choosing to follow your heart and your passion, choosing love. And when we go into fear, like, oh, I don't have enough money, then that, whatever we believe, we prove with our lives. And so if you think you don't have the money, then it's going to be proven to you over and over and over, and you're going to be in that cycle. As soon as you let go of that and focus on how you can serve and the passion, that comes from your heart, then the money takes care of itself.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, there are two paths. One is making money. The other is asking for help. So if you get to the point where you really just can't get past your hang-ups about making money, then ask for help. I mean, for me, I have a much harder time asking for help than I do charging money. And that's my personal dynamic, but everybody operates with that differently. But we've been given those two options, so it's not like you have to connect to money. You can go the Mother Teresa route and connect to resources and connect to people. Abundance comes both ways. Abundance does not only come through money. It comes through people.
So, that's wonderful, Tim. And speaking of asking for help, how could people contact you?
I am available on moneycourage.com. And I have an offer there for an ebook, The 5 Simple Secrets to Living a Stress-Free Life. So if you have any questions, concerns, anything you'd like help with, feel free to download that report. And there's a question on there, how can I help you live your legendary life? And you can let me know what's going on and we can get a conversation started. Because I think that's really important, being able to talk about where you want to go, what's going on, and having help for your challenges.
Wonderful. So moneycourage.com. And anyone who wants to call in today, it's 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. We're going on a quick break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now,
we are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can contact me through OpenLiveNow.com. Our guest today is Tim Covey. She's talking with us about how to have a relationship with money that allows us to express our true selves and live a legendary life. If you'd like to call in, the number is 800-930-2819. You can call with any questions around money or any issues that come up for you personally around your finances. So beginning next Friday, I'm going to change the format of the show. I'll still be having a guest on for the first 30 minutes, and the second 30 minutes will be from 2:30 to 3 o'clock Pacific time. I'll be having a call-in segment every Friday, and that segment will be called Get Naked with Lynette. And in that segment, you're invited to remove the masks and be real. So Get Naked with Lynette, a time and a place for you to ask a real question and get a real answer. That'll be starting next Friday and every Friday thereafter. And the call-in number will be the same, which is 800-930-2819. So get ready to get naked with Lynette. So right now, we're getting back with Tim. How you doing, Tim?
I'm good. I have a question, though.
Okay.
So is getting naked with Lynette about sex? Because that's what it sounds like. I was just curious.
People can ask questions about sex if they want to, certainly. The get naked is about getting real, removing your mask, and being who you really are. And I'm certainly happy to answer questions about sex, relationships, spirit, connection, personal growth, all of that. And if people call in for, you know, healing, we can do a little bit of that on the air. And mostly it's a place to get real. Like I said, ask a real question, get a real answer.
Yeah, no, I know. The real came up because, you know, I know you're really talented in that area. And so it's just that's where you were going with that.
People could take that to mean other than how you mentioned.
Of course they could. I'm just saying you wanted to get real, and you're really good at that, so I like Jack.
Yeah, I'm really good at being real. Thank you.
You know what I mean.
Okay.
It's easier to get real if you're being real. Just a thought.
Thank you.
You know I love you, honey.
You too. For those who are wondering, no, I have not had sex with a Tim.
That's really funny. I didn't even think about that.
Well, when you listen to the replay, you will.
Yeah, I see where you could go with that. No, I just know, I mean, in terms of being a healer and being able to help people in the area of sex and sexuality, you have such a gift that it's something I'm excited for you to be sharing with people. And so that's what I was thinking when you said get naked with Lynette. So let's thought
Thank
check.
You. I'm actually, I just wrote an outline. I'm going to start writing a book this next week. That's what I'm committed to doing. I have to get myself to actually do that, crack the whip over myself a little bit lovingly. But, the idea that I have is there are principles I know about how to make love in such a way that you can have pretty much an endless orgasm, just waves and waves of ecstasy. And I know how to take those principles and apply it to your life and have your life become, you know, an endless orgasm, and how to have a relationship, you know, or it can be like a soulmate relationship, and you can continue opening into that, and doesn't have to be just a short-lived thing. You can carry that into your life, and all these ideas and ways of doing that have been coming to me lately, and I'm getting excited about that. So yes, people can ask questions.
That's real. That's what I wanted to hear, because yeah, endless orgasms. That sounds like something people might want to call in about. If you're able to translate that into your life, definitely people are going to want to call in about that. So I'm really happy you shared. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tim. And I know that when we first met that I was definitely not living in that space. And it's been really wonderful to really make that transformation. It was just a couple weeks ago I was driving to Portland, and I had the realization that my whole life has gotten to a place where it feels like an endless orgasm. And that's kind of where I came up with that. And, you know, I knew that in lovemaking, I had learned how to make love that way. But I thought, wow, I am making love in my whole life. So.
I love that. Fabulous.
Yes. I'm going to teach people how to make love make love with their lover and make love in life, make love to their life.
Love. It is all about love. That is perfect.
Okay, well, back to finances, my dear.
Well, actually, it ties in with, you know, how we activate our legendary life. It's about love. So it's a really good connection and a really good topic for you to be talking about because that's really what works. Loving yourself. I mean, for me, I'm really getting in touch with the core message I have for people, and the core work for me to do with people is about valuing yourself and about valuing your money. And so self-love absolutely plays into that, and being able to take that self-love and develop it into self-care. And after you've loved yourself and taken care of yourself, then you have an abundance to give to other people to spread that love around. And being in that space and having that focus is really what works when it comes to money.
Absolutely. And for those who've been maybe working at this and feel a little frustrated because some people feel like they keep working at things and never seem to quote-unquote get there, I know that on the one hand there's no there to really get to. It's an ongoing process, and you know it's how you live the journey, you know, to be happy as you're living your life. But I found for myself that it's small, consistent steps. And I've had many, you know, all at once, you know, the quantum leap, the transformational breakthrough. And those are really great. But then I go back to my regular life, and it wasn't quite gelling. And I found that just the consistent choices every day you know, no matter what I feel like, have really caused a kind of breakthrough that is ongoing, that's sustainable and steady.
Yeah, and that's what works. It's finding your flow, finding your process, finding what works for you. Well, you know, dropping the phone doesn't work so well when you're trying to talk. that works.
Part of the process.
Dropping phones, all sorts of things going on.
I know. It's like, what do you expect from a show that starts with a raccoon at my window?
Raccoon assaulted, you know, too.
Yeah, and the window's, you know, literally less than 2 feet from my face. So. Okay. All right. So why do you focus on women's legendary lives?
I really see women's purpose as being a light in the world. And I think that men are at their best when he wants a woman to light up his life and he really wants to make her happy. And her happiness feeds his joy and his support feeds her happiness. And it's this really beautiful cycle. And a lot of times in a relationship, I think we forget about that. And we don't really realize. I know for myself and in my relationships, I don't always remember how much of an impact I have on the men in my life by being myself and being happy. And so I really think that supporting women in living their purpose, in connecting to the abundance they need, and in living the contribution that they have to make in the world will feed them and support them in their growth, and will also feed the men and support the men and help their growth. So I think it's a really good dynamic. In addition to which, you know, I mean, we're the mothers. We are the ones who are impacting the next generation. And so having a generation of women who feel supported, who are able to be themselves, be seen, and make a difference, is going to teach our children how to do the same thing.
Absolutely. And when women are living from their power and purpose and happy, and the men get fed from that, then the men have more of an impact on the children as well, because they're better able to show up. So often, the way we as women are make it more difficult for men to be part of the, you know, the close contact with the children. Mm-hmm. I've seen that a lot. And I was getting chills when you're talking about, you know, this connection with, you know, women being happy and that feeding the man, because I've done work with, you know, the inner male and inner female with my clients. And I found so often women are upset and angry and wanting a man to, quote unquote, make them happy, you know, to love them, to fill them up. And, you know, not getting it that when they fill themselves up and connect to the love that they are and to loving themselves and treating themselves well, and then that happiness attracts the kind of man that will be the kind of man that they want, the kind of man they're dreaming about. And the flow goes back and forth. You know, and they're appreciative and loving and happy, you know, towards the man. And then he is able to be so much more supportive to you. I found that, you know, when I'm happy and appreciative, that so many men are really happy to be helpful and be a support.
Absolutely. I mean, the phrase that came to mind when I was thinking about this earlier was, when mama's happy, everybody's happy. So that's really, like, in my mind, one of the visions of a woman in her power is, you know, a happy mother who is grounded in herself, taking care of herself, happy with her life, and supporting the people around her, including being happy for her man so that he can support her more effectively. And, like, that energy dynamic you were just talking about.
That made me think about, Tim and I are also Facebook friends. So I've seen that you had this, you know, cleaning spell where you end up on your hands and knees scrubbing the floor and enjoying mm-hmm. it. And then I saw the picture of the loaf of bread. I don't know if that's the one that you baked or...
Yeah, it is. I took that picture.
It was beautiful.
Thank you. I made cornbread. Yay. I mean, so I made it out of a box. Don't get me wrong. I'm only so domestic.
Well, you made it look pretty, and you baked it. So.
Yes, I did. I take good pictures, so that helps.
Well, that's another part of your purpose in life, is these beautiful pictures that you take. And I could feel, you know, your happiness, and I could feel, you know, how that would affect your home and the life you have with your son.
Yeah. It's been fun, you know. I'm having a domestic goddess moment, and it's definitively different for me, and I'm still very much enjoying it and connecting with myself in a different way. So I've been enjoying that, and also really reconnecting with my photography. you know, even in the sense of, you know, taking my cell phone around and taking pictures of things and being able to post that on Facebook, I just found a hard drive with all of these, like, literally thousands and thousands of pictures I've taken. And I'm like, oh, I could be uploading these to Facebook for years. This is great. I'm excited.
Okay, it's time for us to take a quick break. This is Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. We'll take a short break, and we'll come back and talk a little more with Tim about living a legendary life. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And I've been talking today with the magnificent financial healer, Tim Covey. You can find her at moneycourage.com. And be sure to go there and get her free offer. It was the 5 Simple Secrets of Living Without Money Stress. Everybody's going to want to get that. The 5 Simple Secrets to Living Without Money Stress. You go to moneycourage.com.
And to get that report, it's /live, and then live with Lynette.
Okay, great. So /live, moneycourage.com/live. All right. I want to, again, let everybody know that starting next Friday, I'm going to be changing the format of the show. I'll have a guest with me for the first 30 minutes, and then the next 30 minutes will be all about live call-ins and helping people by answering their questions and offering some healing. And as Tim pointed out, yes, one of the topics will be sex. The show segment will be called Get Naked with Lynette. You're invited to be absolutely real, ask a real question, get a real answer. So that'll be starting next Friday and every Friday thereafter. You can also email your questions ahead of time if you don't want to, or if you can't call in live, and you can get my contact information from openlivenow.com, and there'll be a little tab that says contact info, and you can send me an email and I will answer your question on air, and you can get the downloads, from Transformation Talk Radio. All right, Tim. So what does being a woman in her power mean to you?
You know, it's really been kind of an interesting week with that. Like you're saying, you know, we're Facebook friends, and I've been working on my visibility and changing my website, and I had chosen a picture to represent a woman in her power, and it's kind of a colorful picture. It's a woman, you know, in front of a red curtain. She's got a spotlight on her. She's at a podium speaking. She's an older woman, and she's wearing a suit. So it's very traditionally focused in the sense of, you know, the suit and the presentation and how that was presented. And, you know, when someone else looked at it, they're like, I don't know, that doesn't really ring with me in terms of a woman in her power. And so I've been having a really interesting inner conversation, and then in addition to that, a fun conversation on Facebook about this. And for me, it's really about a woman's presence and her confidence in herself and how she feels when she walks in a room and how she is when she's connecting with other people, how she reaches out to the world, how she contributes, and how she feels about herself and being herself. And so it was interesting that I know that that's how I feel in person with a woman of power and relating to someone that way. And yet, the pictures I chose instinctively are a little more traditional, so it was kind of interesting to me, because when I started thinking about the women I see that way and that I know that way in my life and in my circles and who I interact with, they're not so much wearing suits, you know. It's more of the grounded, centered pillars of the community who show up in a very loving way. And I really don't connect that with a suit. So it's kind of funny to me. I'm working through my own inner dynamic about that. So I'm curious, Lynette, what do you think about that?
Well, I don't think about suits very much, so.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure your people aren't going to have suits, but, you know, just in general.
But, you know, it's symbolic of a certain kind of power. I know in the work I do with clients that when they get into their body, that instantly they're connected to a power that they have all the time but don't go around feeling. So for me, you know, you could be, you know, naked, you know, get naked with Lynette. You could be naked, you could be in your jammies, you can be wearing a suit, you could be, you know, wearing a towel, whatever, that power comes from that connection inside to the power that we have always inside of us. And it's certainly about love. But for me, there's, I have this feeling when I tap into it, I have this feeling that I could, you know, create or destroy the entire universe. It's that feeling of such a powerful creative force. And it reminds me of, you know, the quote that Marianne Williamson was so famous for, you know, about that it's our power that we're afraid of and wanting to hide. You know, to be able to have that much power and feel safe and feel okay. And I've felt for quite some time this, what I would call like a divine wave of feminine energy just rising up to wash across the planet. And so every woman who gets connected to her body, to herself, to loving herself, to her passion and to her feminine energy, you know, not trying to be powerful by being like, you know, following a specifically male model, by being powerful as her whole feminine self, that it helps really bring all of that into balance, you know, the male, the female, you know, not overpowering the male, but bringing it into a really beautiful dance.
That's what I love about you. I love that. That's fabulous. That's what I love about you. It's your connection to those feelings and that power and seeing that for the world. So I really appreciate that about you.
Thank you, Tim. I've been having a really, really wonderful time working with clients and just really loving my job. And I'm so blessed to do that. And I know that you also are fabulous with your clients. And again, that's moneycourage.com. Anyone who wants to check Tim out. And you can certainly get the 5 simple secrets to living without money stress. And that's a free offering. And if you go to openlivenow.com, in addition to the energy emergency toolkit, which is free from my site, you can also get a free body story inventory. And with that, you get a 15 to 20 minute consultation session with me, and just filling out the form and having the session certainly will help you learn a lot about yourself, and you can get healing just from doing that, and also give me a chance to get to meet you and talk with you live. You can also email me with any questions that you would like to have answered on air. And again, that's openlivenow.com. So, is living a legendary lifestyle for everybody, or is this just for some select people? Or
no, it's absolutely for everyone. It's about finding your true calling and who you are, and connecting with the abundance that's out there, whether you choose to pursue the path of money, which if you do, that's my expertise and where I can help, or choosing the path of asking for support, which is an equally valid path, and either of those are available to you at any time. And they're available to everyone, and they're available for everyone to pursue the path that their heart is calling them to. Because the important thing is, across the board, whoever you are, whatever you're doing, please remember, you matter.
That's wonderful. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope
no
everybody
problem.
Listening can really take that in. And it's been some time since we worked together, and I remember when I was first talking with you, I felt a lot of pressure inside myself to try to measure up to some idea that I had of how I was supposed to be. And I'm so grateful that, you know, as I've just continued, you know, opening to ecstasy myself, that that's really fallen away, and I've been learning to live in a way that is a combination of allowing more money in and asking for help, and also feeling the abundance and the riches of not needing so much. You can be wealthy by making more money, and you can be wealthy by being happy with all that you have and not needing so many resources. And I've been feeling abundance coming at me from all of these different directions, and it's really lovely.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, I'm excited for me too.
Yeah, it's good to hear.
All right, everybody. It's been really great sharing this time with you, and feel free to email me with any questions, like I said, and I could start answering those next week. I want to thank you, Tim, for being on the show today. It's always great talking with you, and I want to encourage everyone again, moneycourage.com, and it's /live if you want the 5 simple secrets to living without money stress, and you can get that for free. And thank you to everyone for tuning into Opening to Ecstasy. I absolutely appreciate each and every one of you. I look forward to getting your questions. Please join me every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, gold medal gymnast Olga Ora will teach us how to go for the gold in our own lives. I'll meet you here again next week. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com, or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.